Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, John Kowalski. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 6th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. President Donald Trump, through various tactics that have been deemed, in a sense, revenge, has managed to defeat multiple incumbents in the Indiana primaries. As it appears, Republican Party deference to the current head of the free world is still rather strong, and his overall importance to the party is undeniable. In other news, President Donald Trump is reportedly pushing the FDA to approve flavored vapes, having critiqued its head commissioner for not pushing on the issue more. Currently, only 41 vaping and tobacco products are sold on the market. Project Freedom in the Strait of Hormuz has purportedly been stopped following its quick introduction just this past Monday. Concerns have been growing as tensions are rising in the Middle Eastern region following several attacks on the UAE by Iran. The weather for this morning is looking rather cloudy, with an expected high of 54 in the day. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm John Kowalski. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tonight for another edition of The Daily Cat in our regular broadcasting.